fruit and vegetable growers are doing a healthy business at the Cleveland Clinic. Stands sell out most Wednesdays at a thriving farmers market on the hospital's main campus. In today's Quick Bite, we tag along with the market's biggest fan on his weekly shopping trip.
We have strawberries that were fresh picked. We have blueberries and red raspberries today.
I don't see. Do you have lettuce too today?
It's a festive atmosphere where you wouldn't expect it. The front lawn of a hospital.
This is about as healthy an embodiment of the culture change that you can find.
That's Dr. Michael Roizen, one of the Cleveland Clinic's top agents of change. He's its chief wellness officer.
So they have strawberries and let's see what else, green beans. Look at those tomatoes. Look at how beautiful these are.
The doctor is equally delighted by the turnout.
The walkways are beginning to get jammed with people purchasing stuff. So I can't tell you the thrill I get from this being it's a festival.
Dr. Roizen's enthusiasm isn't surprising. He's been guiding a shift in the hospital's culture to fighting chronic disease by changing lifestyles.
Physical activity, managing stress, avoiding toxins, including tobacco and some of the others.
Chief among the others, he says, is nutrition. That's why he got the nation's top heart care hospital to remove all deep fat fryers and boot McDonald's out of its food court last year.
The farmers market is emblematic of these environmental changes.
And it's overflowing with just what the doctor ordered.
Swiss chard. They probably have three different types of peppers over there. Beets. Beets and beet greens are some of the healthiest things you can get. I'm going to get some snap peas and some beets. Can I get those too?
Dr. Roizen sold on farm fresh beets.
They have nitrates in them and they turn into nitric oxide in your blood vessels, which helps dilate your blood vessels, so helps you improve circulation.
Thank you. Have a great day.
This is the ninth season for the Cleveland Clinic Farmers Market. It's grown to 35 vendors under the management of Emma Visnick of the nonprofit group North Union.
And we run farmers markets throughout Northeast Ohio.
Nine so far. That includes the market on the clinic's Beechwood campus. Visnick says the main campus market's drawing 3,000 weekly shoppers.
It's not only a staff benefit, but a neighborhood benefit for the Cleveland Clinic area. We see a lot of people either walking or jumping on the health line to get here.
Natoma Canfield comes from Medina when she has a doctor's appointment.
Access to wonderful fruits and veggies as a cancer survivor is very important.
A few feet away, Dr. Roizen spots a colleague, Health Unit Coordinator Dana Glicksman.
How are you?
Good.
You're actually buying a variety of incredibly healthy things. I think I see some tomatoes, a zucchini, snap peas,
yes.
Is that a squash?
Yeah.
Glicksman appreciates the market's benefit for patients, too.
I've seen a lot of them out here, and we let the families know about it going on out here.
Judy Lee came to the Cleveland Clinic this morning to visit her husband. Her own health's been good.
About 6 years ago, my son and I went vegetarian. I dropped 40 pounds and with no effort.
Before heading home to Piqua, Lee stops to listen to the music and get a vegan snack from Barbara Vega's Sweet Visions Bakery.
These are our grandma's date oatmeal bars, and then we have them in apricot, and these are real low sugar.
Eavesdropping, Dr. Roizen applauds shopper Judy Lee for sticking with the good stuff.
Red meat is, in fact, one of the things that we know is associated with type 2 diabetes, mm-hmm. is associated with heart disease and stroke, as well as cancer. And so you're avoiding it.
Mm-hmm. Trying to, yeah.
Yeah, is a great thing.
Brian Back, owner of Back Attack Snacks, says the clinic's market is perfect for his product.
Healthy almonds, healthy, nutritious snacks, and we're right in the middle of like the health mecca of the clinic, so why not?
Dr. Roizen approves.
There's a large series of data, women's health study, etc., where just eating an ounce of nuts a day decreases all causes of mortality and disability. It's really remarkable. And it doesn't even matter which nuts. No, these are almonds.
And we have almonds that are sweet and chocolatey that we actually buy the honey from the vendors at the farmers market.
Hopefully it's dark chocolate with them.
It's organic raw cacao powder.
The Cleveland Clinic's main campus farmers markets open every Wednesday through October 19th. And that's this week's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.